Jane Denga lives what would be described as a challenging double life. As a person living with disability playing wheelchair tennis, she also runs a community-based organization.
My name is Jane Denga. I live in South B and I'm a wheelchair tennis player, and I also have an organization called Disabled Inclusion North Association. I was born in Nairobi and I'm from Siaya County.
Welcome to the Tennis and Disability, the Jane Denga Story. I'm Samuel Otieno. Her experience being a sportsperson living with disability comes with challenges.
You have to sacrifice a lot to be a sportswoman, especially a woman with disability. And I can't just say a woman with disability, but the entire person's ability joining sport is not easy because you have to sacrifice a lot. Number one, you don't have a job. The moment you're in sports, you have also to know that your training has to continue. You don't have to stop. And without resources, it's not easy. I started with many, many sports. I started in wheelchair basketball, and then I joined paravolley, which is now paravolley. We used to call it sitting volleyball. Now it's paravolley. Then I went to powerlifting. Then now I came to realize that I needed to specialize in wheelchair tennis. And why wheelchair tennis is because I needed a sport whereby when I go to the court, I don't need to struggle to get into that national team. So I realized that with this sport, is a sport that my God, the God I serve, I'm not talking about other gods, I'm talking to the God of Jane. Now I realize this is a sport that I can call God, and God can be the coach, God can guide me, God can lead me.
As a player, her low moments would always come when missing out on top awards such as the Sawyer Award.
This we call this Sports Personality of the Years. I started featuring on gazettes every year, 2015, 2016, 2017. My names are always all over there on the newspaper. Like, I'm being nominated for Sawyer, but it never comes to pass. Like, you are too close but too far every year.
But her faith paid off in 2018.
I just surrendered it to God. I said, God, one day I'll feature and I will win that award. And in 2018, I won it.
Jane attributes her success in sporting to her communion with God.
I don't start my year with prayer and fasting. Like, for instance, all the World Cups that I won in 2015, 2017, 2018, they are years that I normally dedicate. I start the year with fasting. I start the year with 21-day fast. And I start in January. Then February, we have a tournament. I always realize when I started like that, is a year that I will win all the tournaments.
She has numerous memorable moments in sports.
Memorable moments. The first one was when I won Sports Personality of the Year 2018. That was the best part of it because I was seeing the fruits of everything that I've done in wheelchair tennis, because I started wheelchair tennis in 2012. So 2012, 13, 14, 15. 14, I qualified. That was a good moment also. 18, I won Sports Personality of the Year. 2017, qualified for World Cup. And the same year I won a Sports Personality of the Year, I also qualified for World Cup, World Team Cup. And now the memorable to cover it all, the things that I just used to see and admire on TV, and I used to pray for them, like, God, can I just say hi to the president, or one day as a sportswoman with disability, can I just say hi to, or even meet the president, you know, the things that you admire. Then last year, 2023, it was a year that I can just say that it was the best memorable moments. The only silver that came into this country from All African Games, my first ever All African Games, Para Games, the only silver that came into this country was my silver in doubles, whereby we were losing and then we just went, and my partner told me, Jane, remember, we've not prayed. And then we just sat there and hold hands and say, God, turn around this match. And he turned it and we won that field.
After winning the silver medal in the African Para Games, she was conferred the Heroes Award and the Order of Grand Warrior for her work in helping special interest groups.
In December 12th last year, I saw my name. It was gazetted by the president that I've been awarded Order of Grand Warrior. Well, now my name in full, Jane Adhiambo Ndenga OGW.
How did she begin the Disabled Inclusion Node Association?
In 2015, by God's grace, I was just somewhere, and then I was called with an organization called Action Network for the Disabled, and they said they want to offer me a job to work with children. I love children and I love working with children. So I said yes. I started my work like sports coach. So from there, an action network for the disabled and organization in Kibera that has really mentored me. They were mentoring me in different areas. I grew from sports coach. Again, another program came. Again, I was employed as project coordinator. And from there, I grew and I was like, I can learn. And reporting and things like that. I made mistakes, but they're there also to help me, to guide me. And I find myself growing. I was there from 2015 to 2021. I was even thinking, still that dream of me starting mine was still there. I didn't lose hope.
During the COVID years, like many organizations and entities, her work was impacted by the pandemic. However, her faith kept her going. Her experience working for different organizations gave her exposure in the development world and led her to start the Disabled Inclusion Node Association.
So I got the work experience from that organization. I started working there 2021, September, I think, to 2022. And then I said, now I need to start my own organization. So I came with some few friends of mine, including my fiancé. So we started an organization, Disabled Inclusion Node Association. We empower young children with and without disabilities. The reason being, we are being told always sometimes, as a woman with disability, I saw it fit like, let's just always include everyone because I can't live without you. As much as I'm a person with disability, I also need other people. I started this organization mainly to see we have children with disabilities who can be in school, but they can't give you the grades that you want. We have children with disability who are in school and very bright. And then I also have children without disability who are out there who are doing well in school, but they don't have school fees. So we said, let's start this organization to ensure that these children are in school.
Our organization uses sports to reach out to its target population.
I'm a woman in sports, so I use these sports to bring children to tennis. Mostly it's tennis. So when they close, we bring them, we talk to them, we mentor them, we see where they are at. We started in Form 1, some are now in Form 3, some are in Form 4.
What is the impact of our organization in society?
Through this organization, we are seeing God raising these children in a way that even them, they are proud of it. Some, they are struggling even at home. And through even our organization having some programs on sexual reproductive health, SRH, we are managing even girls. We are managing to even give out some sanitary towels. When girls are going back to school, we ensure they have enough sanitary towels. And then when they're in holiday, we also ensure they have the sanitary towels. And apart from that, any need that they might want.
This is Tennis and Disability, the Jane Denga Story, a podcast produced by the STAR in partnership with Wanifra Women in New Social Impact Reporting Initiative. Story by Damaris Kielu. I'm Samuel Otieno.